Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, good news for my Latinos out there. Eugenio Derbez is going to be joining us here on the show.
Oh, cool.
He's part of the new Dora movie. You know, so that's pretty cool, especially for me, man, because I grew up watching this guy in Mexico. So I'm really excited to see him again, because it's the second time he stopped by the studio. So we'll see if he remembers us. But I want to let you know that the Ultimate Lunchbox is back, everybody.
Yay!
Teamed up with our favorite snack brand, Tasty Cake, of course, to make sure that you're ready for back to school. So here's what's happening. 10 lucky parents are going to score the limited edition 2019 Kid Nation Lunchbox. It's a beautiful. It sounds great. It's metallic.
Sounds great.
Yeah, you can. Because you could play the drums on it and annoy your parents if you want to.
Yeah.
It'll include a $300 Visa gift card for school supplies, plus free Tasty Cake to give your kids the perfect lunchtime treat and get them a little bit of sugar so that they have that extra energy. Starting on Monday, listen for the Kid Nation school bus sound to play. It could happen anytime during the show. And then just be call number 13 at 800-543-3548. That's our phone number. Put it in your phone so it's ready to go. And you call as fast as you can and you'll win. And thanks, Tasty Cake. Making happy happen. That's what's up right there.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
And real quick, Justin's telling me that we have somebody on hold that wants to talk to us. Hello?
Hi, this is Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, Erica.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm at work right now. Sorry. I'm just trying to get away for a second.
Oh, no problem. What do you do for work?
I'm a barista.
Whoa. Look at you.
I'm a marine biologist by trade, but I'm currently living in North Dakota, so I can't exactly do that here.
Right?
True.
But there's always work for a barista, no matter where you are in the world.
I know.
Exactly.
So I hear you wanted to call the show to talk about something, Erica?
Yes. I've been keeping track of Big L's cousins for about a year now.
You have.
Oh, so over the last year, you have all of Big L's cousins that he's claimed on the show?
Yes.
I have an extremely large family, Erica.
So, I know. I have about probably 25 to 30 of them.
So you make notes in your cell phone or on paper? How have you kept track of these?
In my cell phone, my notes.
Okay.
I love the note spot.
Well, and do you listen to the show all day, every day when we're on?
Well, since I work at a coffee shop in the morning, I have to listen to K-Pod, but I listen every single day, and I've been listening since I was 11 years old, and I'm 27 now.
That's so great.
A loyal Kid Nation member.
Well, do you care to refresh our memory on all of my cousins?
I would love to.
Okay.
One second.
So Erica's going to give us Big Al's cousins from the last year. So it's not all of Al's cousins from his whole career.
No, just this year alone. Yeah.
Okay. So there's some interesting ones in here. Do you want me to read all of them?
Sure.
Is there a lot?
There's a lot.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll stop you when it's enough.
Okay. So the first one is, and I don't know what you guys were talking about when you said some of these, but the first one is Dusty Divot.
Dusty Divot.
Oh,
that's from Fortnite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Palindrome.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen him in a while.
Slivers.
Okay.
I don't remember that one.
Okay.
Romantic Horror.
Horror.
It was Jenna. You know how Jenna says romantic horror?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Romantic horror. Okay.
Tilapia.
Yeah,
tilapia. Smelly, but good person.
Yeah, it doesn't eat meat. Yeah.
Upper butt.
Upper butt? Yeah, the upper
stinky,
butt.
Stinky foot,
yeah.
Beef paddle.
Beef paddle?
Flatulence.
Yep, you got a cousin named Flatulence.
Yeah.
Leaky Con.
Make sure you join me and Anna at Leaky Con, by the way. It's coming up soon.
Ham juice?
Yeah, ham juice. You always go with ham.
Oh, my God.
You seem like you have a cousin named Ham Juice, for sure.
Yeah, of course.
Meat blanket. Kirby Toe.
Man, I hadn't seen Kirby Toe since like 2008.
Yeah, Kirby Toe had a good job though, right?
Yeah.
Had a podiatrist or something?
Right.
Yeah, good.
Arachnia.
Yeah, it's got like eight arms.
Dough Ball.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, yeah.
Zircon.
Cousin. We're going through Al's list of cousins from the last year here. Yeah. Compliments of Erica, who has been keeping track for us.
Okay.
15 so far.
Latif.
Latisse,
like my lash serum.
Oh,
Latisse.
Yeah.
Sugar Spiker.
Yeah. She used to be a stripper.
Phantosmia?
I have no idea.
Phantosmia?
Orbital bone.
I love it.
Black.
Yeah. Aflac. Black.
Bloody Q-tip.
Yeah.
We don't invite him to the reunion.
No, that's gross.
No.
Cosmic brownie.
Cosmic brownie. Okay.
Shout out.
Kinetic tape.
Kinetic what?
Tape.
Oh, yeah.
You're causing kinetic tape. Yeah. You should know.
Yeah.
Smallpox,
yeah.
And last but not least, Cousin Sheboink.
Sheboink!
Yes.
Right there, because of Sheboink.
Well, that Erica gets you a prize. I'm gonna send you a hat or something.
Oh, Big Al, I would love that.
I'm gonna send you something, okay, darling?
Be on the lookout for your hat or something, okay, Erica? Okay. It's coming soon.
Don't hang up.
I have to tell you guys, I love you so much. You guys are like part of my family.
Oh, thank you.
Erica. And thank you so much for keeping track of Al's cousins for us, because we're planning a family reunion.
You're like a part of my big, huge family.
Sounds good. And I'll keep a track, and call you next year.
Perfect. Yes, ma'am.
You got
hang on, okay?
All right, hold on.
Erica's
officially our cousin tracker.
Cousin tracker.
Yeah, 25 cousins you've named so far.
I got a cousin named Cousin Tracker.
There you go.
Gotta start somewhere.
Of course you do.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Are the changes?
You don't have any idea. It's not good.
What's the bottle look like? We'll help you.
Yeah.
The Naked Man?
I got the Naked Man bottle.
You got the Naked Man?
OTA.
Is it Polo?
No.
Chaps.
Brut by Fabergé.
Sauvage.
Isn't that the one that Johnny Depp...
Exactly.
That commercial got you, didn't it?
Hold on. We got to introduce our friend on the show right now, because we're talking to Cologne.
A good smelling man?
He gave Kelly a hug, and she's all about the smells.
I had some of it rubbed off on me.
Big fan of his.
Yep.
And if you're from Mexico, you know who he is. Eugenio Derbez is in studio with us right now.
Hey. How are you guys? I'm happy to be back here.
I want to keep talking about your smell.
Yeah.
Because
it's so good.
You do. So you have more than one cologne that you wear.
Yes.
Like, how many do you have in your bathroom?
Like, you know, I receive, every Christmas I receive like 5 of them, so I'm always like switching.
do you go to the mall and get the testers so that you don't have to actually buy cologne, or you got enough money where...
I think he's doing okay.
I keep receiving as a gift, you know, they always give me like cologne, so I'm always wearing a different one.
Yeah, because people probably don't know what to buy you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or they think you stink.
Yeah!
Wow, Al.
There's that option.
I like that one.
Don't you want like a signature smell so that when people smell it randomly around the world, they're like, Eugenio.
Yeah.
Don't you want that?
I probably need to do my own cologne.
Yeah.
You should, or just start promoting them on Instagram and see if they pick you up as a spokesmodel. Exactly. Yeah.
If you had your own cologne, would you go with your first name, or would you go with Derbez?
No, just Derbez. My first name is such a nightmare for Americans.
I know, but it's a sexy sounding name.
Huh?
It's a sexy sounding name, right?
It's a sexy name if you pronounce it well.
Yeah, yeah.
Eugenio.
Yeah, you have to say it just like that. Yeah.
I'm working on this. I recently started dating a Mexican man.
I hear that. You're the one.
I'm the one.
Now
I'm the one, but I'm
Dora the Explorer.
Right? In real life.
I am.
Te quiero.
I am. But it's a challenge, I'm sure you understand, for an American to learn Spanish later in life from someone who, you know, is from Mexico, because I ask him, why is it this and this? He goes, I don't know. That's just how it is. I go, this is not very good instruction right now.
Same thing to you.
Yeah. I got to start learning, though, because he's always on the phone and I don't understand what he's saying.
Well, talking bad about
Jenna,
you.
Great opportunity to learn some Spanish if you go watch Dora and the Lost City of Gold, which comes out August 9th. Good segue. Thank you.
Yes.
Because all of our children grew up with Dora the Explorer, the cartoon version.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful way for children to be introduced to Spanish language.
Absolutely.
And now it's the real life version.
Yeah. Real life version is not the 8-year-old kid anymore.
Right.
Now she's a teenager.
Okay.
This new Dora, she's like probably 18 years old.
Yeah.
So she's a little bit more sexy.
Oh.
She's more interesting. But this is a movie for everyone, for kids, for teenagers, and for adults. You know, the director, James Bobbin, he was a director of The Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Really? I loved that show.
That show was amazing. Amazing. He's a director. So he was always bringing that kind of sense of humor, that kind of jokes. So there's a humor for everyone.
I loved in the trailer, if you've seen the trailer before, it has Dora and she goes, I forgot the word, but she goes, mochila means backpack. And her parents go, why is she doing that? What we would actually do in real life. That's the kind of humor he's bringing to this movie.
But exactly. With it being real life people, does the map talk? Does the backpack talk? Or they bring that part over too,
yes,
that fantasy?
Yes, they do. In a different way, you'll see. You'll see, but yes, you're going to see the same backpack, swiper.
Swiper, no
swiping, yeah? Everyone's there.
You have a little girl. Does she watch the show right now?
Who?
Your little girl?
My little girl, yes.
She loves it.
When I realized I was going to do this film, I told her, I'm going to be working with Dora. She was like, oh, she didn't get it at all, but she was like, she's four.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, good. So I told her, do you want to meet Dora in person? And she was so excited. She was like, yeah. So I took her to the set one day to meet Dora the Explorer. And when she met Isabella Mooner, that she's 17, my baby girl was so disappointed. She was like, she was not smiling at all. And I was like, what's going on? And of course, she was waiting to see the animated version.
Right, like four-year-old Dora. Right. Yeah.
We need to see an animated eight-year-old kid instead of a 17-year-old teenager.
She's like,
now
what is
she's
this?
Scarred for life.
Well, they
he's just preparing her for a life of disappointment. Exactly. Yeah.
They do have the Teenage Dora series now as well on cartoons. So that's
how do you know about that?
Because I have children at home.
Uh-huh,
thank you very much. Doing it for research purposes.
I brush up on my Spanish. I thought Dora the Explorer was such great life lessons, too. Because as an adult watching with your child, I would look for the lessons that I could apply to my life.
Yeah. You should.
I'm serious. And I'm sure there's a heartfelt message behind the movie as well.
Yes, you know, I think that the most beautiful message this movie has is that at first she gets out of the jungle for first time in her life. So he faces the real world at 18. So he goes to high school for first time and she's being bullied a lot.
Because of her shorts.
Because she's... exactly. Yeah. The shorts, the way she is. She's a nerd. She's different.
Uh-huh.
But she stays true to herself. And that's probably the best message in the movie. Nowadays, the teenagers, they want to fit. They want to belong. So they change their own personality to fit in. And Dora stays herself. And at the end, everyone realizes that she's unique, that she's original, and she ends up being a hero.
That's cool.
Now, you play Alejandro Gutierrez. He's a jungle expert, and I'm sure you're the comedic relief in the movie.
Yeah.
The jungle expert.
Yeah. Did you have to learn about jungle stuff, or you just went in there and just read the script?
No, I learned a lot.
You did?
We were in the middle of the... We shot the movie in the real Australian jungle.
Oh.
It was crazy. It was... Have you heard that 8 of the most deadly spiders in the world are in Australia?
Yeah, doesn't it rain spiders?
Yes!
They actually rain down. Yeah.
I'm glad you bring this up, Eugenio, because we talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
I refuse to go to Australia because of the spiders.
And the snakes also.
Snakes!
Snakes I'm cool with.
I'm
the
out.
Most deadliest snakes in the world are in Australia.
I'm out.
Really?
Yes, I'm not kidding. Every animal there wants to kill you.
Was there any point during filming that did they clear out the area where you're filming,
not
or was it a
really.
Little iffy?
They gave us a device that was supposedly... with an ultrasound or...
To get them away from you?
Yeah, to keep animals away from us. But it was really scary. Really scary.
See, I would picture, have you seen Kong Island? The big spider in Kong Island? I just watched it yesterday.
So. How was that movie? I missed that
But
one.
They had a humongous spider that was the size of a building. So that's
what
I picture
in
Australia.
Well, it's kind of the same thing.
Wow.
It's really scary. The ants were this big. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. We were really scary all the time.
Who was the biggest wuss out there in the jungle of Australia?
Me.
Did you take your family? Was your family with you?
Yes, they went for... they were not in the jungle because it was dangerous.
Yeah.
But we were always driving an hour and a half every single day back and forth. but my family was with me at the in Australia.
Even the dog, you brought your dog.
No,
with
no,
you?
No,
because your dog's famous on Instagram.
No, my dog's famous, but she stayed in America because they don't allow dogs in long
don't
flights.
Don't you remember
that's
that?
Right, yeah. That's right.
Johnny Depp tried we to don't bring want the Johnny dog. Depp you got in a lot of trouble for dog smuggling.
I heard about Johnny Depp, so yeah. I didn't take
no, no, no. That.
You just took his cologne. You didn't take the dog.
Hey, I saw that you had Cesar Millan come over with your dog.
Yes.
What did he teach himself or what?
Did he whisper?
Nothing? No. So your dog's so bad?
She didn't whisper anything.
Oh, really?
That was Caesar's first fail?
We're trying to work in something together because I'm a dog lover too.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do something with him. It's a surprise.
A project.
Oh, okay. Is it true that dogs that grow up in Latin households say wow, wow, not woof, woof?
You've been in my house, Jenna. You heard that.
Wait, my dog Fiona, she's bilingual. So,
all right.
She understands Spanish, but if I say stay, she knows stay, speak, and
treat.
Those three.
And in Espanol.
In English.
No, in English.
Yeah.
But unless you get a dog Spanish interpreter, that's what you have to do.
Uh-huh.
You have to
look,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really happy that you're on my kid's favorite show right now. You did some episodes for Loud House, too.
Yes. Yes.
He was on Loud House.
Really?
You
love
show?
The Loud House.
Yeah,
you got two little boys.
Yeah. You watch it.
He plays a doctor in it. I was like, I know that voice from somewhere. Where do I know that voice from? That's my dude, El Canio. That's what's going on right there. Well, look, the movie Dora and the Lost City of Gold comes out August 9th. Go check it out. Eugenio Derbez is hilarious. And I'm sure that, who else is in it? Eva Longoria and Michael Peña.
Michael Peña.
Oh, wow.
I love them.
Vinicio del Toro is Swiper.
Oh, he's playing Swiper. Great.
Yeah, and Danny Trejo.
Uh-huh.
Boots.
Oh.
And
Boots.
You're going to have a lot of fun. It's a great cast. And it's a great movie, really. And well, Isabella Moner, she's the new Dora. She's amazing. She's
next big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She sings. She dances. She's amazing.
Do you sing?
No.
Yeah, but you can do a bunch of impressions, right?
A little bit.
What's your favorite impression to do?
Oh, my God. I'm so bad at impressions. I don't do it.
To be honest.
What do you know?
Is that true? No, we heard heard that you do good impressions, and I heard somewhere that you do a really good Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can do it, Kevin Hart?
Oh, no, let me tell you. No, I'm Kevin Hart voice in Spanish in The Secret Life of Pets.
You're the bunny.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I'm your voice in Spanish. He went, oh, look at that guy. You know,
yeah.
Here's my voice in Spanish, guys. So, and he says, how do I sound in Spanish? Well, like, let me tell you how he sounds in Spanish. He's like, hola, soy el conejo de la película. Soy Snowball. Y salgo en la vida secreta de tus mascotas.
Just like
very
it.
Yeah, also, Kevin Hart takes a lot of energy, right?
Also, fun fact, he was Donkey in Shrek.
Yes.
In the Spanish version of Shrek.
If you have the DVD, just switch to Spanish.
And then so can you.
And that's me.
Yeah.
See,
wow.
This is what I'm going to need to do to help with my Spanish.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're going to be hearing El Canio quite a bit.
Right. Shrek in Spanish.
Okay. All right.
And Secret Life of Pets.
Awesome.
And
Secret Life of Pets.
And Dora the Explorer.
There you go.
August 9th.
El Canio, thank you for stopping by, man.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You're such
me
a big celeb, man, and it's really cool that you still stopped by.
I'm just amazed that JC held it together because he is so excited.
I was really excited.
He really is.
He's very nice, always with me.
He's like keeping it chill for you.
Thanks for having me here, always.
Give it up for El Canio.
Yay!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kid Nation, if you missed our interview with Eugenio Derbez, it's all good. We'll have it up at KidNation.com. You can see his face. You can see all his jokes. He's wonderful as always. And make sure you check out Dora the Explorer, the movie, when it comes out in theaters. In about 20 minutes, we'll get a performance from a cool band called We Three. They were on AGT.
Nice.
They're pretty dang good. And they made me cry. So hopefully that doesn't happen again.
So talented.
And also, we're going to be out and about since we don't have a show tomorrow because Kelly's going to Chicago to receive an award.
An award.
Awesome.
A very prestigious award.
Kelly's the DJ Khaled of awards this year.
Prestigious.
Another one.
That's where you know she's getting too many awards. She's always calling them prestigious.
I am prestigious.
Prestigious.
Thank you very much.
And, so since Kelly's going to be out and about playing up in Chicago receiving awards, we decided to come out and see you, Kid Nation.
Right.
Be all over the place. Jenna, Where are you going to be at?
New Orleans. B97, actually, is having me out to go to Freezy Street. I'm going to be at the location in Kenner, 2424 Williams, from 6 to 8 tonight. And even cooler, the first 97 people to come hang out with me get free snowballs from Freezy Street.
Yo, nice. So get out there and see Jenna.
Where are you going to be, JC?
I am going to be in Lubbock with Anna. So Anna's going to be joining me out there. We're going to be at the South Plains Mall from 6 to 8 p.m. right next to the GameStop, having a good time, high-fiving, giving you hugs, taking pictures, whatever you want to do. We are yours, Lubbock.
What's that drink that everybody gets in Lubbock? It's like a salted rim.
Margarita?
A michelada?
Michelada. Is that it? It's vodka. It's a vodka drink.
Oh, no.
That's
like
a beer base.
Michelada. You'll know
if
it.
If you know what Kelly's talking about, bring me one.
Yeah. I think it's a vodka treat, but it's a salted glass, and the name of it's escaping me right now.
But if you're sitting in your car, you know what she's talking about.
But I think it was created at a bar in Lubbock.
Bring me one. Bring me one.
Please?
Please, yes.
Bring me vodka.
Yes, bring me one of those cool ones. And also, I'll take a Pat Mahomes Texas Tech jersey, please.
That'd be nice.
Because I love him. Big Al, where are you going to be?
Well, Chattanooga's number one hit music station, Hits 96. We're having a party. It's called Big Al's Back to School Bash with the Chattanooga Lookout. So I hope you come out, bring some school supplies. We're trying to fill backpacks for area kids who need them. And I get to throw out the first pitch of the Chattanooga Lookouts baseball game.
Awesome.
Yay.
Me too. That's awesome.
Boy.
And if you don't embarrass yourself there, what else are you doing?
Oh, boy.
You're going to be singing, aren't you?
Oh, I'm singing at the seventh inning stretch. Take me out to the ball
game. Have you been practicing?
Game part.
Oh, no. Park. Yeah, the ball game part.
Ball game part.
Take me out to the ball game part.
Take me out to the ball game park.
Don't let Al have the lyrics on his phone.
No, please have the lyrics. Don't ruin it for everybody.
They'll save him.
I'm not, Kelly. I'm not going to embarrass you.
Will you bring me a Lookouts hat?
Yeah.
I think that's the best minor league baseball.
Yeah, cool hat. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. All right, so come see us, Kid Nation.
Please
be out and about, and good luck to Kelly getting her award. But she don't need luck because she already got it. We got Nick Adams in studio with us right now.
That's right, and you guys are not the only ones visiting the people.
No. Where are you going?
Justin and I will be in Waco, Texas.
Oh, really?
Tonight.
Really?
At Shaking Seafood and Wings. That's right, from 6 to 8 on Valley Mills Drive. It's going to be a blast. We're going to give away a lot of prizes, a lot of tickets. We're going to do our podcast, the Shut Up Podcast, live for everyone.
Maybe Chip and Joanna show up.
Maybe. We'll see. So. We put out a request. We'll see if they show up.
So on the road, Shut Up Podcast.
Awesome.
Look at you, sir.
Are you going to do the whole go by the Magnolia silos
and
everything?
Yeah, we're going to go see the Bears on campus at Baylor.
Yeah.
That's always fun. They have an actual bear pit.
Yeah.
That's always a blast.
Awesome.
All right, so get out there. Have fun.
Are you going to go see Bare Naked Ladies while you're down there?
I don't know. Maybe I will take Justin by the building that I streaked in front of when I was in college.
Did we know this?
I don't think so. I don't think it's ever come up, but yeah.
You want naked?
Like, vaguely familiar. I'm not sure.
Full naked?
Full on.
Did you stride or did you cup?
No, you just ran really fast.
You just stride it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, use your
arm. That could be really painful, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, hurts your knees when I do it.
Yeah, it hurts hurts my toe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it hurts the guy jogging next to me.
I got it. Anyways, Nick, that's not what we're talking about. You're streaking. You're in here to host.
That's right, guys. We've only played it one time this year. We need to play another round of Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I think we're losing.
No, you are winning. The guys are winning.
Oh, we're winning.
We're winning.
Round.
Wow, we're doing so well, we don't even remember.
Really?
I forgot we were doing so well.
I can't believe we've only played once.
Yeah, we've only played once.
Wow.
Turns out we won. So.
We're on a bullet train to Christmas. We got to get more games in.
Ladies, you need to catch up.
In 2018,
the guys won.
2018, the guys won the first round and then lost the rest.
Yeah.
We'll see. If tradition
How many
continues.
Was the rest? What was the final?
Maybe like five-ish. Maybe it's like 1-5-ish or something.
Yeah. All right.
It's 1-0 right now.
All right, come on, JC. We got this.
So the ladies, you guys won the coin flip backstage, so you guys are going to get to go first.
Okay.
Here's how it works. We're pitting the guys versus the girls, and we're going to ask the guys questions that girls should know. We're going to ask the girls questions that guys should know. It's a very politically correct segment that we're doing.
Yeah, very gender biased.
We want to make sure we're equal when it comes to knowing things.
It's very in tune with 2019.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Each person is going to have two questions to answer by themselves, and then there's one question at the very end that you guys get to answer as a team.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
Yeah.
So, up first for the ladies is Kelly.
All right, Kelly.
Get it wrong, Kelly.
Kelly.
It's not encouraging, JC.
JC.
We're competing.
Yeah, trying to win. We're trying to win.
Yeah.
Phil, I am a prestigious award winner. Show me respect.
Okay, clear,
Kelly,
clear blazer.
You are the queen of our show.
Thank you.
But Ned Stark is king of the blank.
You know, Jim?
Yeah.
Of course you
do. Well, yeah, because I watch the show, so that's why they're asking you, not me.
Ned who?
Stark. Stark.
Think about the show.
No relation to Tony.
King of the what?
Think about the show of what?
Our show?
Hey, yeah, that's borderline cheating.
What? I just said king of the what?
Hey.
Okay, I'm going to say that Ned Stark is the king of...
Uh-huh. You got to say something.
3 seconds.
Garages. I don't know.
Garages? They don't have garages.
Do the guys? But the thing is, do you all know this?
Yes.
What is it?
He's the king of the South.
The North.
I mean, the North.
The North.
That was a character from Game of Thrones.
Yes, king of the North.
I thought they had fancier names, like Gwyneth.
They do, but...
They do have very strange
names. Like house names,
like
right?
Like Daenerys is a strange name, but they also
but
have
Ned
John.
Ned Stark sounds like a reality TV guy.
Ned Stark? Next door neighbor of The Simpsons?
All right.
Ned Flanders?
Ah!
I'm sorry.
Good job, Kelly.
No, it's fine. It. That's why he asked you, not me. He knew I would know that.
Correct.
So that was unfair.
Correct.
Unfair.
Correct.
Just like I'm going to ask Al this question.
It should be two girls and guys.
That he knows that I won't know.
As a group, yeah.
Okay. Big Al.
You got this.
Yes, yes.
Taylor Swift is going to release her 7th album in just a few weeks. It's called Lover.
Yeah.
Name 2 of her other albums.
Oh, albums. Five. 25. When she turned 25. No, is that
Adele?
That's Adele.
Hey, JC, you're helping by saying no.
Two. Never
Taylor
ever
Swift album.
And never ever ever. Candy.
Let's go with an answer.
Candy and
5. 4.
Cats.
3. That's incorrect. That's incorrect. Ladies, would y'all like to help?
Well, I know Reputation. And I'm going to guess she probably had out an album just called Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she did. That was her first album.
God damn!
You could have just said the
That's
name.
That's kind of logical.
Most artists have their name as an album.
Don't you get sassy with me.
I believed in you, Al.
You're imploding from the inside out.
Right.
Team's breaking down. The championship team is breaking.
You could have answered Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now, Red, 1989, or Reputation.
Red.
1989,
Red.
Yeah.
Red Raspberry.
All right, Jenna.
Okay.
I know you're into fancy cars.
She sure is.
Chevy offers a performance package called SS. What does SS stand for?
Chevy.
SS.
S.
Kelly, this is not a team effort.
Say right S. Now. I'm saying S.
Also,
don't you say S.
Pronounced S. Anything?
I mean, I have no idea. I have no idea what it could stand for.
I can only guess one of the S's.
I'm guessing.
Al, what are you doing?
What is it? I don't know.
Super sports.
I'm guessing super sports.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to guess speed and something else, but so I got it wrong too.
No idea.
Super sport.
All right.
This is the most unexciting battle of the sexes.
This is a soccer game of Battle of the Sexes.
JC, what is a spoolie brush used for?
What the hell is that?
I got first one to one.
Just get it. Yes.
Spoolie? What?
Spoolie brush.
A spoolie brush.
I got a color spoolie brush.
Yeah, you know, the spoolie brush.
Your spoolie brush is what you use to put on your thing for your eyelashes.
A spoolie brush.
It's incorrect.
Mascara.
Nope, it's incorrect. Ladies?
No idea.
It's for your eyebrows. It's shaped.
Oh,
that's
you were close.
No, you said eyelashes. Completely different.
I thought spoolie was for eyelashes, too.
It looks like a mascara wand.
But it's for your...
Oh, I got a couple of spoolies then.
I thought you used them for fake eyelashes.
Don't you question our question.
Hey, you got it wrong. I'm good.
To the internet side, I look.
Great.
Yeah.
We're good with it if he's wrong.
Spoolie brush. Now we know, though.
0-0. Kelly, you're up.
Yay.
I'm going to get Kelly this and Jenna spoolie brush this year.
Hey, Kelly, did you ever see The Sandlot?
Yes, but it's been forever ago.
Well, which baseball player signed the baseball that went over the fence into the beast's backyard?
I'm going to guess Babe Ruth.
Dang it!
Yes!
Correct.
You're the best guesser of anybody I've ever.
Forever, but yeah, come on.
Of anybody I've ever, you just guessed, pull stuff out of your butt.
How many old baseball players could you name? Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth,
Ted Williams.
Oh, Kelly, that was a great guess.
Hank Aaron.
DiMaggio. Finish
Joe
this
DiMaggio.
Line. You're killing me.
Killing Me Smalls.
Oh, Kelly, that was good. That was good. Okay, I'm
in. Oh, wow. Yay. Okay. Well, on the Benny, board.
What was Benny's nickname?
I don't know. Benny. Bruiser.
No, the Jet.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Yeah. All right, Big Al, you're up.
Oh, come on.
What move does Elle Woods teach at the salon?
Move.
Yeah.
Don't give
not a single
word.
Hit. I am dying inside.
No. Al.
The Macarena?
No!
Yes!
JC?
Yes.
What is it?
Ben? Ben and Snap.
Bend and Snap.
Which is honestly the scene of that movie that ruins it for me. I think it's the most
the Bend and Snap,
ridiculous
yeah.
scene. It would never happen. Not that any of that movie would ever happen. But that's that scene ruins it for me. I don't like it.
Well, I didn't think anything in that movie would ever happen.
I mean, come on.
I got a couple of Elle Woods friends.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
But that Bend and Snap scene in the salon, yeah, that ain't happening.
Sorry, JC.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's 1-0. Jenna?
Nick didn't give it to me.
Oh, gosh.
Jenna, this is going to be your last individual question.
Okay.
Scores 1-0.
Who does Peter Parker live with?
His mom.
Incorrect.
Aunt May.
Oh, his aunt.
Aunt May.
I would have accepted Uncle Ben also, but...
Oh, the rice.
My bad. Aunt.
Rest in peace,
Okay.
All right.
It's all right.
Come on, JC.
All right, JC, this is your last individual question.
Come on, Ben and Snap, dude.
I try.
What is alga therapy?
Alga therapy. That's when a girl dates Al or something. I'm just kidding.
and then goes to therapy.
No. Alga therapy. Mm-hmm. Alga therapy. Alga... Alga therapy. Do you know Al?
Never heard.
Good. Alga therapy is really common for some ladies.
May we have an answer, please?
Yeah, we may, but I'm just, you know. Talking it out in my alga therapy brain. Alga therapy.
Five.
That's when you use.
Four.
You use.
Three.
A face mask.
Two.
For your face.
One. No, that's incorrect. Mm. That's going to be using seaweed. In your therapies, like a face mask.
You were on the right track with algae. I was worried.
That's what I would have guessed.
I was worried you were going to do that.
A seaweed scrub.
I was about to say, like, something with algae.
Yeah, you were sounding it out.
I questioned yourself.
I questioned myself. Never question yourself, kids.
I guess that means we won?
No.
Because we have a team question now.
There's a team question right here that you guys could answer to tie the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll
get the first one.
Jenna and Kelly, you guys can answer this together. Which is the only football team to go the whole season, including the Super Bowl, undefeated?
I know this.
Oh, good.
Yeah, go ahead and answer it.
I think I know this.
I know what I would say, but I don't want to throw you off.
I think it's the Miami Dolphins.
That's correct.
Really?
Damn.
Oh! I was going to let you talk it out, but that's awesome.
Would you think of the Patriots?
The Patriots.
No, it's the Miami Dolphins.
No, they have some bad starts this season. I was watching football yesterday, so.
The Patriots went undefeated and lost the Super Bowl. That's why it tricks you.
I think it was
the
1972
Dolphins.
Well, that's it.
It's 2-0.
Bro, just give us a question just for the heck of it.
For fun, here you go, guys.
Now make it a two-pointer.
There's not a chance you're going to get this, but.
Okay, cool.
What do the feed dogs do?
They feed dogs. The feed dogs.
Feed dogs.
The feed dogs.
Feed dogs.
Is it a girl question? Are you sure this is a girl question?
Sure. You sure?
The feed dogs.
The feed dogs. Yeah, you know those feed dogs.
You know the feed dogs?
Feed dogs.
Yeah, I love them.
What feed are
the,
dogs.
You're asking us what they do, Nick?
Yeah, what are they
okay,
do?
Yeah. The feed dogs, bro.
Feed dogs.
I don't know.
Isn't it
ladies at the shelter that give milk to the puppies?
No. It's a part in a sewing machine that moves the fabric along to sew a seam
together.
It feeds it. It's the feed dogs.
Through.
Does that still exist?
In sewing machines, yeah.
Don't you watch Project Runway?
No, I forget to.
Feed dogs.
So, ladies, you guys won.
Yay,
battle
it's
of the sexes. 1-1 for the year.
Yay!
Hold up.
All right. Damn. And Kelly's getting an award tonight. Did y'all know that?
Very prestigious. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Tell us about it.
The Airblazer Award is very prestigious.
It sure is. All right. And coming up next, I might continue to cry because they made me cry on America's Got Talent. It's a really cool band. They're super talented. Their name is We3, and you'll hear from them next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're here on the Canal Side Lounge, and I know you've seen this band that we have in studio with us on TV, especially if you watch America's Got Talent, because they were on it. I personally think they should have won. Yeah,
I know. As do they.
We3 is here, everybody.
Hey.
So you guys are all siblings. We know that from the show, right? And what I do recall from your audition is that I cried like a baby.
Okay. He's very sensitive.
I am sensitive, man.
Now, have y'all been playing music since you were babies together?
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We weren't like a band forever, but playing music all the time. Like since we were six, I think. We each started lessons.
It's been in our life since we can remember.
Was everybody on board, or was there one sibling that was like, nah?
Actually, we've never been asked that question. I think we were all kind of like, do we want to do this? Once we got old enough, we were like, yeah.
Our dad's a garbage man, and I always wanted to be a garbage man because
cool,
of
like
that. So that was my one thing that I was like, ooh,
wow.
Musician, garbage man. It was close.
Did he ever take you guys on his route?
Oh, yeah.
If my dad was a garbage man, I would have loved
to. I got
to
dump the garbage all the time.
Yeah, he would take me to school.
On the back of the truck?
Mm-hmm. He would take me to school on the garbage truck. It was pretty sweet. Yeah. Joshua, you went to school. Your dad drove you in the garbage truck.
Yeah, he drove me to school in the garbage truck.
Shut up.
It was awesome. I was the coolest kid in school. Yeah.
What was the largest performance you had done before going on national television like that?
We played at
Portland. It was at the Arlene Schnitzer Hall. It was in front of like 3,000 people.
Oh, okay.
Like
so you had had some.
Yeah. No, it wasn't necessarily the crowd. It was just the four celebrities who were about to judge you.
Right.
That was the nerve-wracking
part.
Did
the scouts for America's Got Talent find you, or did you have to go through a big audition?
They found us on Instagram.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They found a picture of three siblings smiling in a photo that looked like they liked each other, and literally that's why they went to our page and then called us. I thought it was a joke when they reached out. I thought it was spam, and I didn't respond.
Yeah.
And then like a month later, she's like, no, I'm Destiny with America's Got Talent. Like, can you send in an audition? And I'm like, oh, sure.
So you guys just have to put a tape together, you sent it in?
Yeah, and then they flew us out. It was super quick.
They asked for a cover and original. We send them both, and they love the original, and we're like, yep, you're doing originals the whole show, as far as you make it on the show.
Oh, good. So you guys didn't have to do, like, the standing in line thing, like they show on TV.
No.
Like, those people have.
A lot of people do, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of
people. For sure.
You guys
they
got
props
troopers.
To those people.
Seriously, people who make it through doing that, everyone's like...
Yeah.
And then they're all sitting backstage and everybody's just hanging out waiting for their turn.
Yeah.
What is it really like? We see the edited version.
Yeah, it feels like that. It doesn't feel like a competition. I mean, you've just like you're in this variety show with people. It's really
you're all rooting for each other at that point because nobody's a clear front runner.
It's super cool. Yeah.
Because you just sit in a big room all day and just wait for your name to be called.
And become friends.
Which one of the judges did you like the least?
The least. Simon, he has
Simon's
kind of
scary.
But he was funny because the first time he gave us criticism, right after we did it, it was the recording, and he walked up to us and was like, hey guys, I really love you. I love what you're doing. It's just, you know, it's TV. I kind of put on this little act. I really love what you're doing, though. And it was just like,
oh, really?
All right.
Oh, thanks, Simon.
Yes, nice.
Honestly, people were like pissed at him. And
he's super sweet.
He's really nice dude.
He's trying to get ratings. And you guys did put all those songs that you guys performed on America's Got Talent on an album, so now you can buy it.
Exactly.
Well, I want to hear you play.
Yeah, what do you guys want to play for us first?
We'll play one that we didn't play on the show, but I think it's our favorite to play live from the record. It's called Hold On.
All right. Oh, it's a trumpet?
Hey.
Yo!
Hey.
Annie, you didn't tell me you play trumpet?
No, it's my high school chops. So I have to pull it out and use it occasionally.
Nice.
And then we'll call it straight. Wish that I learned to negotiate. I keep your lipstick on my pillowcase. Yeah. I'm kind of blind when it comes to this. Even with your help, I don't want to miss. Cause sugar coating's ever been my thing. Where do I even begin? I'm not good at this talking thing. I just want to give in. And I guess that's why I need watching. So better hold on to what you find. Not a mistress by design. I'm a lover without a soul. But you still wanna go grow old. Never let you hold you too tight. Never let you ruin the night. The things you say and do like. Still no good at this talking thing. My tongue don't talk too fast. Cause my feelings are slow, they don't like to last. For more than a moment and sometimes less. When I think I might turn down on wrong, you give me you didn't show or you a song. There's gotta be a reason and it's not my charm. No, nah, where do I even begin? I'm not good at this talking thing. I just wanna give in. And I guess that's why I need watching. So better hold on to what you find.
precious by design. I'm a lover without a soul. Do you still wanna go grow old? Never let you hold you too tight. Never let you ruin the night. The things you say and do like, still no good at this talking thing. Side down to see it right side up. Guess I'm a big let down and a little too messed up. I hold it every thought and a little bit too square. Not that you wanted to know, just wanted to clear the air. You love the way I write and the way I talk. Cause I'm a bit too dry, you know, make people laugh. No need to call me up, I know I stutter too much. 21 years old, I still got a nervous touch. That's why I write things down. It's not through people violence to get my feelings out. So that I didn't hear around, I probably should be done. So I don't let you in. Cause any minute now I know I might start stuttering. Better hold on. What you find? None of this was by design. I'm a lover without a soul. Yet you still wanna go grow old. Never meant to hold you too tight. Never meant to ruin the night. The things you say and do like, still no good at this talking thing. Talking thing.
Yeah. Oh!
So good.
Hold on. First of all,
greatness.
That was so good.
So much was going on that you can't see because you're listening on the radio, but Manny started the song with a trumpet. I believe you looped it, and then you were hitting it throughout the song because you obviously were singing. Yes. And then Josh was over there playing the piano and drums.
And drums.
And drums.
At the same time.
Yes.
And then he's over here sounding like a freaking angel.
That was so fun.
Slapping the bass.
So good.
And that's really special because a lot of you play a lot of different instruments, right?
Yeah.
You grew up playing all... What else can you play?
So I started on piano.
Okay.
And I didn't like it. I tried to switch to guitar, and then he was like...
That's mine.
Five, and he was better than me at five, and I was like... pissed.
At five?
Uh-huh. So I was like, okay, and then I got this, and I was like, okay, this feels right. But I still play piano, and then upright bass, and then I sang.
Yeah, you can still handle those.
Upright bass,
you like to slap the bass, man. Yeah.
I started on piano, and I was actually wasted like 3 years of piano lessons because I got in huge trouble because I was supposed to be learning how to read.
Right.
And I was taking the music home and memorizing it, and I got in huge trouble, and so then my dad made me play the trumpet so that I would learn how to read. So that is where the trumpet.
Oh, that's why you played the trumpet. Okay.
I was so mad. I didn't want to play the trumpet.
When you guys were doing songwriting, were you like, "Hey, I got to use the trumpet because Dad made me."
Well, no, you know, it was the "Love Yourself" by Justin Bieber.
Oh,
I
really?
I heard that and I was like, "That's dope. You can use a trumpet in a pop song."
Yeah,
cool.
And so I was like, "That's really super cool." So,
what about you, Joshua? What you play, man? Everything too?
It started with actually guitar.
Uh huh.
But the calluses were too much for me, so I quit and went to drums and loved it, and then piano, loved it. And I dabble in accordion.
Accordion.
Manny, I put that in the pop song.
Water out right there. You dabble in accordion.
Well, hey, Mumford's done it. You could do
anything that has keys. Like, you can do harmonica.
Yeah.
You can dabble in accordion.
You can dabble.
You're playing accordion.
I wouldn't call it any more than dabbling, though.
I mean, I've always wanted to start a ranchero band, and I've never found an accordion player. So maybe
we'll talk after.
You know what I mean?
How come you doing all these bands without me? Excuse us one second.
Yeah.
We have a band already, JC.
I'm sorry, Al. I just want to...
Have any gigs.
Excuse me one second. It's called Don Cheadle.
I know.
We're very successful.
You know. Sorry.
And now you're branching off, getting all these different...
Yeah, we have a band together, but then that I started one with Kelly's husband, a rap group.
Tank Top Twins.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
It's a good one.
Thank
That's
you.
A great
that
name.
That is my idea.
Yeah.
Great name.
Yeah. Fine.
How'd you settle on We Three?
Good story.
We Three.
Actually, yeah. It's really a bad story. Actually, like, there's not really anything exciting. Well, I was just with a vocal coach, and I was like, we're looking for a name because we were the Humley Trio, and then one that's just kind of cheesy. And then she got married, and so her last name is Blanchard now, so we were like, we got to find a new name. And,
but get married, Bessie.
Yeah, I know, what the heck. And so then she leaned over to me. My vocal teacher at the time was like, what about We Three? And we were all like, cool. I texted them. We're like, cool.
That was it.
Sounds good.
That was it.
It's a great name.
Thanks.
It is. It's simple. It's nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, you almost got
to
keep it
except
simple.
Except, like, if one person decided to leave...
I know it happened. Well,
it ties us all in for life.
Like, I mean, it happened with the Jonas Brothers. You know, like, it happens, but then they got back together.
So yeah, exactly. Right.
You'll find your way back home.
What else do you guys want to play for us today?
Yeah, we'll play. This is our single right now. This is one we did do on the show, and we played it all across the country on our headline tour, and it was amazing. My personality is the type of personality where, like, at my lowest, I'm not going to ask for your help, and that's not a good thing at all.
Nope.
But really, at this moment in time, I was just at my lowest and went, all right, I do need help. So that's really all this song is about, and it's called Lifeline.
Can you call my lifeline? Because I give up. And I'll raise my white flag and just give in. I'm barely breathing, got no reason for grieving. That's just how I feel. I'm just trying to be real. Wish I could turn the switch on, leave it on all damn day long. Get it tattooed on my arm just because they told me not to. Wish I could turn you all off, or say it without going soft. But we all know that I'm not one to tell you you've got to. A shiver, feel it, take it, break it, make it what you wanna. Lose it, choose it, find it, mind it, lose it, use it how you're gonna. Shiver, feel it, take it, break it, make it what you wanna. Lose it, choose it, find it, mind it, lose it, use it how you're gonna. Can you call my lifeline? Cause I give up. And just give in. Cause I'm barely breathing, got no reason for grieving. That's just how I feel. I'm just trying to be real. Ooh, ooh. I'm just trying to be real. Wish I believed the things I pray. 9 times out of 10 it's a cliche. What I wouldn't give for a replay. 2 a.m. and still no sleeping. The numbers and figures don't add up, but I'm not really sure if it matters. Cause lately that's fully disastrous. 5 a.m. and still no sleeping. A shiver, feel it, take it, break it, make you what you wanna. Lose it, choose it, find it, mind it, lose it, use it, how you're gonna. Can you call my lifeline? Cause I give up. Just give in. Cause I'm barely breathing, got no reason for grieving. That's just how I feel. And I feel a pressure to evolve it forever. That's just how I feel. I'm just trying to be real. Just trying to be real.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So good.
Very good.
So you worked that guitar, Bethany.
That's a bass.
Bass. That's a bass.
That's why JC won't be in a band with you. Oh,
it's
my
a,
gosh.
It's a bass guitar. You're good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You play. You tried to play the bass
guitar. I did. I bought
you,
one
you
at an auction.
You could be a bass player.
I didn't. I really didn't want to play it.
Okay,
I just wanted to walk around the airport with it strapped to my back and try and get chicks.
I made us go on stage once and try to play Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Ooh. And that's pretty hard on the guitar.
Oh.
And he was playing the bass. And then we had our friend Shannon playing the drums. But then we had 13-year-old kids in there that were way
better. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is probably how you were at 5 years old.
Yeah. No.
What was the first song you guys ever put up on YouTube, by the way?
Ooh,
did you guys do a cover or was it an original?
It was
a cover.
No, it was a cover.
Yeah.
We did a cover of Thriller.
We did.
I don't know if that was the
Michael
first
Jackson?
One. Yeah. It was like a super acoustic, weird. Like,
it was fun.
We took like the end. What's his name? Vincent Price?
The
oh, yeah.
The, like, yeah, we like turned that into a rap. Yeah. And like, yeah.
So it wasn't
and
like, I used.
Yeah.
I used a big chain for the snare drum. It felt really cool.
It was super dramatic. Yeah. And so we took it off.
Yeah. Everybody should go watch it now. Go to the YouTube.
No, he said he took it off.
He took it off.
Sorry.
Just for now. Yeah.
Well,
just for now.
Someday we'll put it back up sometime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Release it with the documentary.
Yeah.
Where can we keep up with y'all?
Yeah. Social media, We3 Music everywhere.
Definitely check out their video for Heaven's Not Too Far, because it's got 3.1 million. I feel like it needs more views than that. And I get all the songs. What's the name of the album that you guys dropped?
Self-titled.
Yeah. Pick that up. Keep up with them at We3 Music. Thank you guys so much
Thank
for coming
you.
Up. Give it
Thank
up
you.
For
appreciate
so it.
Good.
We3.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.